This is Near FM
90.3. I'll just take that down there. I should be joined on the line now by Liz. Good morning to Liz.
Good morning, Debbie. How are you doing?
Grand.
Thanks for having me.
Great. Great to have you on the phone. Liz, so you are the Offence and Communication Officer with Balldoyle Forum, and we've had you on a few times here now on Near FM, but we're going to talk a little bit of the celebrations that you're going to be doing next week for International Women's Day. Now, you're celebrating on the day before as well, on the Thursday. I've just had Doris Bui in, and they're doing their day on the Thursday as well, because we know the voting is on the Friday, so people are probably going to be busy.
There's a reason why we're doing it on the Thursday, and I'll tell you what it is. So it starts at 11 o'clock in the morning upstairs in the boardroom, and we're starting off for a healthy workshop. We're doing smoothies, we're doing teas, different kind of smoothies for stress and sleep, for energy, for the immune system and inflammation. And then we are doing an inspirational talk, a live a TED talk with Nicola Connolly Bourne, who is an empowerment speaker for women. She's amazing. Mm. And we'll have a little chat after that. And then the final part of the morning will be about the referendum, and that's what we're doing the day before.
Oh,
we want people to come in and just say, are you confused about the referendum? Do you need any information on both sides? We're not kind of veering on either side. We just want to give people information about it.
Brilliant.
That's why we're holding it. That's why we're holding it on the Thursday. We're also doing something on the Tuesday in the hall. We're not holding it. Somebody else is holding it in the hall. Her name is Sandra Adams, and she is doing an open forum talk about the referendum.
Okay, because it's probably
an open debate about.
Yeah, a lot of people are a bit confused about it, so it's good to have that chat beforehand. And if anyone is unsure about the referendum, they can go, as you said, on Tuesday or even on the Thursday down there.
On the Thursday morning, on the Thursday morning. If you can't make it on the Thursday morning when we're hosting it, then on the Tuesday evening in the hall, in Balldoyle Community Hall, at 7 o'clock, that lady will be hosting it, 7 p.m., and she'll be doing a debate for both sides. So you can get more information. Because some people are looking at it and can't see what it is. And it's really good to have a talk about it and see what people say from both sides, I think.
Brilliant.
Debbie, I think it's really important. You know?
Yeah, it is.
It's really important that you're informed about it.
Well, that's it. That's people probably need to be probably a bit educated about it, because I've heard now a lot of people talking, saying, oh, I don't want to do them, I'm not too sure. But anyway, that's all for next week. So the Balldoyle Forum are doing lots up there. Tell us more. So I know this is for next week. Is there anything else up coming up?
Oh, yeah, we have lots of things coming up. And just to let you know as well, that workshop has been funded by the council.
The council.
The council. They're helping us fund that. And then we have quite a few events, Debbie. We're very busy. We're always very busy. So we have a big event in April, at the end of April, 26th and 27th of April, the Balldoyle Bay Biosphere. This is the second year that we've run this festival. It was a huge success last year, and it's on and off the water. So we have, on the Friday, we have workshops. We have about 10 workshops for the kids. We're inviting local schools to come in, and we're using Pure Magic Water Sports from Host on the Friday to bring the kids out on the water. And we have like cooking, we have Susanna Adams, we have owls, we have a farm there. Just we're teaching children all about what we have and how to look after it.
Sorry.
It's a very positive.
Yeah, Liz, sorry, when is that again? I missed
That's the 26th and the 27th of April. So the Friday is for the schools, and the 27th, which is a Saturday, is for the public.
Okay, and anyone can attend that on the Saturday?
Anybody, on the Saturday. We'll be giving out more information on our website, which is www.balldoyleforum.ie. That's going to be going up there, all that information. There's some information there. We'll have a lot more on it soon.
Yeah.
And our Facebook page and our Twitter is Balldoyle Community Hall.
Great, and for next week, that takes place from 11 a.m. to 12:30, is that right?
That's right, Debbie, yeah. Yeah,
and
12:30.
Great, and that's free of charge as well.
That's free of charge, completely free of charge. Now you have to book it.
Okay.
So if you have to book it, we've got about 30 places. It's filling up quick. So if you'd like a place, if you just would please call 01-839-5338. That's a reception, and you can book it that way.
Okay, I said to Balldoyle Forum, I might try and drop along there, but I might try and go there as well an hour later and have a look. It's a few years since I've been down there in the Balldoyle Forum. But
I'll come down, have a look. There's so much going on, Debbie.
Yeah,
like
we have an art
exhibition which is really, really big. It's been going for 30. This is the 32nd year. And that's on the 29th and the 30th of June. And that's, we normally have about 85 artists, and they all display three pieces each. We have an open night on the Friday, and then the Saturday and the Sunday it's completely open to the public. And we last year we managed to sell 55 pieces of art.
Brilliant.
All over that. It's amazing. Right. Like, it's an amazing event.
And is the hall used every day for something or other, like some activities?
Every single day we have, like, from Monday we have like Seal Blue, we have Tai Chi, we have lion dancing, we have dog training, we have yoga. That's only on a Monday. Then Tuesday morning we have a special movement class, and then we have the Forget-Me-Nots, the choir who sing for the
rest. Brilliant, yeah.
And then we have the Active Retired. Wednesday we have on the Wednesday there's Irish dancing, there's ballet, we have Ciroc on a Friday evening, we have Pilates, we have bingo, we hold church groups. Every day is busy. And then we do birthday parties between half four and half six on a Saturday.
It's really well used hall. It's great for the community.
It's brilliant for the community. It's absolutely brilliant for the community. We do like furniture restoration programs as well. That's a start. We also run ETB classes, so they're subsidised.
Okay.
And we have like gardening classes, computer classes, and art classes, and they're full now. They're always. We have one run at the moment. We have the next lot will start in April, and they fill up really quickly. It's fantastic. It's absolutely fantastic. You can get like 10 weeks for €50.
That's absolutely brilliant. And
isn't
so,
it brilliant,
Baldoyle to me now, going back years when we used to go down there, we used to sign a wager sheet down there, going back 12, 13 years.
Yeah.
It was always kind of a small, it was starting to kind of get built up, but now it's a really big community. There's so many houses and apartments down there now, so yeah, it's great to
and
have
the
that there.
Yeah, it's growing all the time, Debbie.
It is.
It's growing all the time. Yeah, it's got a fantastic sense of community.
Really?
You know, we find that when we run events, people are, like, all the community supports us a lot. And there's a lot going on. You have Baldoyle Tidy Towns, the Baldoyle Community Gardens, they're phenomenal. There's so much going on. And so many associations in the area. And we try to link in with them all the time when we're doing our events and get everybody on board.
So, Liz, has Baldoyle got kind of a bigger than it used to be? It was always kind of a small little kind of, I would always said kind of like a country village, but has it come, is there a lot more shops there? Because I haven't been down there for a good while. Has it got bigger in itself, apart like the, what you're doing in the centre is so much going on?
Oh,
but is there more shops in that there now?
Well, in the up the in the racecourse area, you know where the racecourse inn is?
Yeah.
You have like, there's a lot of shops up there. There's like cafes, the one cafe you'd have like a there's a chemist, there's hairdressers, there's nail bars, there's Lidl.
There's a lot,
That's all up there. There's a lot up there. You also have the fairly recent, the Coast development.
And what's that?
That's huge. Like, you know when you're driving into Baldoyle and you come at the roundabout there, Red Arches, and you go right. You drive up there, there's lots of new apartments up there.
Oh, right. Okay.
So that's called the Coast. That's really added to the whole area of Baldoyle.
Oh. Let's take a drive up soon now. Let's see.
If you haven't been there for a while, you'll see a big difference.
Mm.
Because there's also a new Educate Together just being built in the industrial estate.
Right.
So, loads going on, Derry. Absolutely loads going on. It's a great area. It's beautiful. It's on the beach.
Mm.
It's on the estuary there. It's UNESCO Bay. So, I love working in the hall. I think we have a great team.
You seem to have.
For years.
You seem to have a great
John
team.
John Hopkins is a community development manager. We have a great team.
Mm.
So, it's great to work with that, you know.
But that's what you need, Liz, with so much buildings and so many people moving into the area. That has to be something for the children growing up. And something like this is great for them. There's so much going on. So I used to do great work. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, Liz, thanks for joining us. And let us know when you're coming nearer the times as well, when those art exhibitions are on and stuff like that. And
absolutely.
As we do, we keep in touch with you once a month usually. So for to remind people, next Thursday, 7 o'clock, the next Thursday, 7th of March, from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m, you have a lot going on there with the workshops and healthy food and healthy snacks and free smoothies and herbal teas, loads from 11 o'clock and everyone's welcome, but they just have to book.
Just have to book, and it's 01839 5338, And if you can't, if you just want to come and hear about the referendum, and you can't make the full morning, book anyway and come in at like 11:30 for the. It starts at 11, but it's different parts of the morning.
Brilliant.
So it should be a very interesting morning. And come and have a free smoothie anyway, and a free cup of tea.
So why not? You may as well. All right, Liz.
Thanks very much for having me on, Debbie.
Thanks, Liz. We'll talk to you in a few weeks.
Talk to you soon.
Thanks.
Okay, take care of yourself.
Good luck with that. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. And a big thank you there to Liz Turner, as she said. There's lots going on next Thursday, the day before the voting, and it is International Women's Day on that Friday as well. So that's why a lot of the organisations are having their days on the day before. So as she said, there's going to be a lot of inspirational talks and discussion on the referendum to explain exactly what's happening, why you should vote yes or vote no, and why, you know, just to let you know exactly what it's all about. There's free smoothies, herbal teas, healthy snacks, workshops and lots more. So that's up there in the Baldoyle Forum from 11 o'clock till 12:30 next Thursday the 7th of March. If you want to find out any more about that, you can go on to the website on www.baldoyleforum.ie, or you can give them a ring on 01 839 5338. Once again, big thank you there to Liz Turner.
This is Lear FM
90.3.